As I had mentioned before, it's been a thrill. Sarah, you need to come up. It's an honor to have this team be the first team inducted into the Pius Hall of Fame because, as Mr. Layshock said, they're the first team that finished the season as the number one team in all class. We were Class B, but we played over half of our matches against Class A and did quite well. And so this team just never gave up, just continued to battle. And this is very reminiscent of what we, the coaches, wanted to have as part of the volleyball program. Last night we got together, had a social outing, quite fun. I'm sorry, as they were walking in, I'm like, oh, she's not 19. She's not 18. These are all adults now, but in my mind, they're still 16, 17, 18 years old. They have children of their own, and that blows my mind. But I'd like to introduce all of them because there is a short group, not height-wise, obviously, but it's a small group up here that is reminiscent of the 2007 state championship team. First of all, Greg Layshock was the JV coach. DC Mather was a varsity assistant. And then Sarah Hobel-Heinrich, who's a 2003 grad of Pius X, was also one of our assistant coaches. Assistant coaches that aren't here are Rihanna Armagost, who is a Pius grad. She was Shelly Kapler's teammate. And Shelly's senior class, that was the first group that went to state in a run of 20 in a row, which was a state record for a really long time until that nemesis called Grand Island Northwest has gone 22 times in a row and it is still continuing. But Shelly's group was the first group that went, and then it just, the tradition continued. Athletes, we have Molly Lacey. And I go by their maiden name, sorry. Molly Lacey, Kelly Holtmeyer, Natalie Braun, Liz Bachman, Kirsten Linebaugh, Erin Lang, Ellie Ross, Kayla Gayden, Lee Connett, and Erica Efkin, the 2007-2008 state champions. Girls that are not here that were also on the team. Haley Heibel lives in New York City. She was unable to come back. Hannah Zimmerman lives in Texas, was unable to come back. Lauren Cook lives in Idaho, was unable to come back. Who am I missing? Grace. Yeah, Grace Morn. She thought it was more important to go to her brother-in-law's wedding. So, but all good reasons. Okay. And then I'd like to turn it over to Lee.
So thank you and congratulations to everybody that was awarded here today. Such an accomplishment. Everybody should be so proud. So on behalf of our 2007 volleyball team, we want to extend our gratitude for this honor. For those of you who don't know me, like Coach said, I'm Lee Connett or Lee Hazelhorst now, and I had the privilege of being a team captain for this wonderful team a lot of years ago. We always felt that we had a special team and an even more incredible bond that helped us achieve our goals and promote Pius volleyball in a positive and empowering way. In this room, we are honored to stand before our parents, our friends, our coaches, our supporters, our mentors, and you all helped us get to this point. The Pius volleyball culture paved a way long before us, and we had a very high standard, and we wanted to continue to uphold that. With that being said, we know we would not be up here without our Hall of Fame coach, Jake Moore, and our wonderful assistants and student managers. Being a disciple of the Lord, we understand the time and the service and the dedication that it took for you guys to guide us in our early journey of life. Our coaches not only prepared us for games and practices, but they helped mold us into the responsible and powerful women that we are today. We are mothers, we are daughters, we are friends, we are leaders, and we are so truly blessed to have had you as coaches. You guys have built a legacy and you should be super proud. This 2007 volleyball team is a team of firsts. We are the first volleyball team to be inducted to the Hall of Fame at Pius. And we are the only Pius volleyball team to ever finish the season as an overall number one team in the state of Nebraska. That's personally what I remember. So we are very honored to accept this award, and we want to extend our humble gratitude to the whole Pius community. So to end, I'm going to quote with my favorite quote from Coach. I still think about it a lot, and I feel like it can apply to anyone and anything in life. So, no, you don't need to look at it. This is an appropriate one. There was probably a few down here, so don't worry. Run, because you can walk when you're 80, and you can sleep when you're dead. Thank you.